Roby Brock gives us a recap now. The business and political news from the last week of November. New jobs coming to Fort Smith, new unemployment numbers for the entire state, and more for his Talk Business Review.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. A divided Arkansas Supreme Court has ruled in a school district funding case that could throw the landmark Lakeview decision out the window and royal public education funding in Arkansas. On Thursday, Justice Paul Danielson wrote for the 4-3 majority opinion that a case involving the collection of property taxes in excess of state requirements for school funding had been improperly administered in accordance with the state constitution. The crux of the complaint, which was brought by representatives from the Eureka Springs and Fountain Lake school districts, suggested that additional monies collected through property taxes above a state minimum for school districts should not be redistributed to other school districts, but should be kept in the district from which it was collected. Three justices disagreed, writing that, quote, "The state's carefully crafted constitutional system of state-funded public education is obliterated by the majority's decision." Walther Arms announced its U.S. operations will locate at Chaffee Crossing in Fort Smith. Walther Arms will share a campus and business resources with Umarex USA in Fort Smith, which Thursday announced it will expand its manufacturing operations to include components of both air guns and firearms. Combined, the two companies plan to invest more than $7 million toward expanding the facility and operations over the next 5 years. The expanding facility will serve as corporate headquarters for both Walther and Umarex in North America. With the expansion, management hopes to create from 70 to 120 new jobs over the next 5 years. A new study of the state's recent efforts to push forward with developing a more diversified, knowledge-based workforce shows progress being made, but key investments are still needed for greater success. The Battelle study highlighted economic gains made since 2008 through a concentrated effort of government and business leadership in Arkansas. The report noted that 135 emerging knowledge economy companies employing almost 1,300 workers in Arkansas have participated in the state's knowledge-based economic efforts since 2008. Those workers average over $70,000 a year, more than double the $34,000 average annual wage of the private sector in Arkansas. And knowledge-based economic initiatives focused on research have received $61 million in state funding from 2008 to 2011 and leveraged that brought in an additional $192 million in non-state sources to further support their research activities. The report also recommended $25 million in new funding to further state research efforts. The formation of the Arkansas Aerospace Alliance, a trade association to support and promote the growth of the aerospace and aviation industry in Arkansas, has been launched. The purpose of the alliance, which is a public-private partnership, is to strengthen and expand the state's aerospace and aviation industries, which employ approximately 9,000 Arkansans and account for annual exports of more than $1.67 billion a year. Combined home sales in Arkansas's largest markets were up nearly 6% in October, ending four consecutive months of declines and showing huge gains in home prices. The average home sales price was up nearly 8% for the month. There were 1,936 homes sold during October, according to the Arkansas Realtors Association. The total valuations for those homes sold during October were up more than 14% from a year ago. And finally, all eight of the metropolitan areas in or connected to Arkansas saw per capita personal income gains during 2011. Jonesboro saw the largest percentage gain, and the Fort Smith region posted the lowest percentage gain. The numbers, which come from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, had the Central Arkansas metro area with the highest per capita income at $39,899. Pine Bluff was the lowest at $30,866. For the state as a whole, per capita income was $33,740 in 2011, about 81% of the U.S. average. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
And this note, Roby Brock, along with two other journalists, John Brummett from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and Doug Thompson from Northwest Arkansas Media, will be discussing legislative issues at a panel discussion tomorrow during Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families Pre-Legislative Summit in Rogers. The panel discussion, featuring John Brummett, Roby Brock, and Doug Thompson, is scheduled to take place tomorrow morning from 10:45 until noon at the Center for Nonprofits at St. Mary's in Rogers. The summit itself lasts from 9 until noon. It's open to the public. Registration is free. More information at aradvocates.org or 927-9800.